Have you guys got any solo projects in the works?
Yeah, later on after the Blood Money album drops.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be working on stuff like that.
Do you know who will produce on it, on feature on it, yeah?
What, on those projects?
Yeah, on the future projects.
Nah, we ain't even start with that yet.
Alright. Are you going to be doing any work on the Detox?
On Detox? Nah, we didn't do nothing yet.
Alright. Who is currently signed to Infamous G Unit Records?
Right now, nobody, but we working with a few artists, you know what I mean, and it's coming out crazy. We working with an artist named 40 Glock on the West Coast, you know what I mean, and we working with an artist named Nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
alright. The
way it's going right now.
Alright. Have you started 40 Glock's album yet?
Yeah, we started working on a bunch of stuff, you know what I mean, we working on a whole bunch of music, so. Everything's just coming along right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We really concentrating on Blood Money right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get that off the ground first so that can set it off.
Right. How many albums are you signed to do on G Unit?
It's like a few albums on there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A few albums. Definitely we, you know what I mean, it's just the beginning, we just getting started, so it's a lot more music about to come out, you know what I mean? They don't gotta worry out there.
Right. What is your response and reaction to some of the disapproval that you've been receiving from some of the older fans who have upset you signed with G-Unit?
I'm saying if they a fan of Mobb Deep, then they can't be upset, you know what I mean? If they are upset, then they're not a real fan of Mobb Deep, because right now their favorite group, if they're a fan of Mobb Deep, their favorite group is all over the TV, all over the radio, you know what I mean, all over the place right now, touring everywhere, they get to see and hear more of their favorite group.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense for them to be upset. It's like they're not a real fan.
Alright. What can we expect from the new album? Will it be the old, like, grimy Mobb Deep, or has the influence of G-Unit changed your style?
Nah. We always stick to what we do, stick to our formula, you know what I mean? So, the same Mobb Deep that everybody knows us for, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Who's going to be on your album as far as, like, features and production?
As far as features on the album, we just kept it simple, you know what I mean? Really no features on there, it's just the family, like 50, Banks, Buck, and Yayo. And then we got one special feature on there, though, Mary J. Blige.
Cool. Alright. So you're not going to have any features from such people as like J.O. Felony or any of the Rifleman?
Nah, like I said, you know what I mean, it's just the people on there.
Alright. What is the status of the Rifleman project? Is that still happening?
Oh no, that was just an idea we was throwing around, you know what I mean, but it was just an idea, that's it really.
Alright. What is the status on the Mobb Deep MOP collaboration album? Will that ever come to reality?
Yeah, I mean, we might work on that too, you know what I mean? That's another idea that we were talking about a lot, so definitely that'll probably be in the works soon.
Alright. What will be the first single for the new album?
The first single for the new album is Put 'Em In They Place. It's out right now with the video. And we also got another street single out with an uncut video on BET called Infamous, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's crazy, so, you know what I mean?
Aye.
That's that.
How would you rate Blood Money compared to your last albums?
Yeah, I'd say it's like one of the best ones so far.
Alright, cool. How many records are you hoping to sell when the album drops, in the first week or overall?
Just wanted to do real good, that's all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Alright. How do you feel about the game and how he's still dissing G-Unit?
I mean, basically, game is over. We told everybody that already.
Alright.
Game is over.
Alright. There's been some outrage on the internet about Mexican hip-hop fans who state that you diss them in some of your videos like Getaway and Got It Twisted. where you apparently jack a couple of, a group of Mexicans. Did you know that you have offended some Mexican people with these videos?
I don't know how, because, you know what I mean, they came to the video, and those are our peoples, you know what I mean,
yeah.
That we fuck with all the time. That's why they did the video with us, so, you know what I mean, whatever.
Alright. Will you do any more work with people like Wu-Tang in the future?
Yeah, maybe, you know what I mean, anything's a possibility.
Alright. Who would you like to work with in the future, who, like, you know?
We really just concentrating on Mobb Deep right now, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of the artists out there we like to work with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We ain't really name.
Alright. After your album drops, what are the plans? What are your plans after the album drops?
After the album drops, just tour, you know what I mean? Everywhere, all over the world, do the world tour. And, you know, just get ready for the next project that's coming.
Alright. Who would you rate as the top five, like, best rappers of the last decade?
Top five? I don't really got no top five. I don't like doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Alright.
Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm real. You know what I mean? I'm a racist when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for Mobb Deep.
Alright. Alright, cool. So, have you got any last words for the fans?
Yeah, last word for the fans, keep supporting Mobb Deep, because we're going to keep giving y'all that dope shit, you know what I'm saying? That's that.